Alexa, are you my new virtual doctor? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Health data is big business. Google, of course, just announced plans to buy Fitbit for more than $2 billion. Apple is positioning its devices as the portal for medical records. And Amazon is trying to do everything else. The company bought a couple healthcare startups that range from prescription drug distribution to telemedicine. It set up Haven, a consulting group that wants to bring down the cost of healthcare. Its Echo devices can sync with Fitbit for fitness and sleep data. And it's filed for patents on tech that would let Alexa detect when you're sick and recommend medicine. But do people want to give their medical data to Amazon? And if so, is it worth it? Joshua McNichols is co-host of a podcast about Amazon called Primed from KUOW in Seattle, and they looked into it.
We talked to a doctor who's looking at the Echo's ability to detect, you know, the rate of breathing based on sending out supersonic signals like a bat or a dolphin might. And they're using this in neonatal intensive care unit at the University of Washington to detect, you know, how babies are breathing by setting an Echo outside their crib, for example. We've also seen them training Alexa to recognize what's called agonal breathing, which is a kind of breathing associated with heart attacks, for example, so that they might be able to detect a heart attack before it's happening.
This raises the kind of obvious question, though, like how big a hurdle would that be for consumers to say, yeah, just be on all the time listening for me to have a heart attack and everything else?
Yeah, there is a really strong tension there between the Echo's potential use as a medical device and Amazon's desire to sort of lock it down so that it can't be vulnerable to being hacked, right? I mean, when you look at smartphones, an app can just take over all kinds of parts of the smartphone. Amazon makes it much harder to take over, you know, the actual internal mechanics of the Echo. So at some point, Amazon's going to have to decide, do we want to open this device up so that it can serve consumers in this way that researchers are exploring? Or do we want to keep it locked down and maybe look at getting some of that personal health data from other sources, such as through wearables like the earbuds that they're developing or the glasses that they're developing?
What do you think the health landscape starts to look like as you get Amazon, Google, Apple, these fairly non-traditional sources of health-related information? Could it hamper Amazon's efforts if it can't control the entire ecosystem? Like, what do you think this competitive landscape starts to look like?
You know, Amazon is at a bit of a disadvantage because you've got Google and Apple already have smartphones, but Amazon doesn't have a phone. So it's really having to rely on getting Alexa into more and more devices. So this idea of Alexa everywhere is really important to Amazon because the more they can get Alexa in different wearables, the more they can start to collect the kind of information that other companies like Apple and Google already have a bead on.
So you talked about how doctors and research do seem to see real potential, real health benefits in this data, but that one of them referred to the idea of having too much information about your fitness or your breathing or your sleeping, so much so that it turns you into, quote, the worried well. Tell me about this idea of the data overload and how useful it could really be.
Yeah, and this is something really interesting to me because these devices have incredible power to track our lives and our health and our fitness in granular detail. But when you just see the raw data, we don't necessarily know how to interpret that as patients, right? We're not very good doctors for ourselves. So, you know, one thing that becomes really important is there a plan for there to be some kind of interpretation of this data that will help us turn all that overwhelming raw data into useful ways to live our lives? And that's one thing that Amazon seems to be positioning itself to do, because Alexa, when you think about it, has some of the same qualities as a doctor. But Amazon is investing in technology that could help give Alexa a broader understanding that would enable it to, you know, not just be answering stupid trivia questions or calling up a song for us, but could help us sift through, you know, Excel spreadsheets with all kinds of information about our heart rate, when we're getting exercise, and how we're sleeping. and sifting through that and coming up with specific recommendations as to how we might change our lifestyle.
What you're describing sounds like it would create massive liability, though. I mean, that is really a very specific medical role in some ways that you're describing. Like, do you have a sense of whether this is going to trigger some regulatory response?
Well, I mean, the first stages of this that we see suggest that Alexa would actually be still complementing a doctor, not replacing a doctor. The technology that we've seen in use by NASA, for example, to help mission control understand what its astronauts are doing and how they should be focusing on this task or that task because they're running out of oxygen, mission control surgeons are still making the final decisions. But if the connection is lost, for example, this intelligent agent can help the astronauts stick to the plan that the doctor set out, even though, you know, they may have lost communication for a little bit.
So how early do you think this is? I mean, is that, you know, I think we've heard a lot about the promise of artificial intelligence in terms of predictive capabilities in lots of different areas, specifically medicine. Is this the kind of technology that is actually currently being used by medical professionals, not necessarily from Amazon, but from other places? And do you think that there really is proof that it works?
Yeah. Well, in terms of whether it's used, right now we're seeing there's just a small handful of skills on Alexa that are truly, you know, for the healthcare industry. And they tend to focus on some basic things like scheduling doctor's appointments, for example. But when you look at fitness trackers, for example, most of them now have premium versions of their service where there is something like an intelligent agent that helps keep you on track with your fitness goals, right? So that's actually already happening. And it's not too much of a stretch to imagine how that could then be expanded a little bit to take more health kinds of data into account than just what your workout is. So we think it's kind of a small hop from the kind of fitness tracking that's happening now to something that takes into account more health data.
Joshua McNichols co-hosts the podcast Primed, produced by KUOW in Seattle. And now for some related links. Joshua McNichols mentioned that Alexa devices have a few skills related to medical data. Six of those skills were launched back in April. You can check on prescription deliveries from Express Scripts, for example, manage employee wellness perks from Cigna, schedule same-day urgent care appointments with a company called Atrium Health. Now, at the time, Amazon pledged that all of these skills are HIPAA compliant. So if you use an Echo device to, say, ask for post-surgery updates from Boston Children's Health Hospital, that data should be securely transmitted in compliance with federal regulations. In other health moves, just last month, Amazon bought a startup called Health Navigator, which lets people enter their health symptoms online and hopefully get routed to the right kind of care. Over at CNBC, Christina Farr reports that Amazon will offer Health Navigator services to its employees as part of its benefit package that also includes Amazon Care, which is basically an Amazon-created virtual medical clinic. Now, the company made a different kind of news in September around healthcare when it announced it would get rid of health benefits for about 1,900 Whole Foods workers who worked 20 hours a week or fewer. Maybe it could expand Amazon Care to cover those people, virtually, at least. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.